Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Hope, and we are excited again to be with you on this Saturday morning. So go ahead and get ready and get up and attend to the show on today. We have a great special guest. We have a great episode and great show for you on this morning. So I always say, you know, you hear me say every Saturday morning, get your favorite Fruit Loops and cereal and Frosted Flakes and Raisin Bran and donuts, bagels, and your favorite coffee, because it's the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Hope. Listen, we're excited for a great time with you on today. As you know, our event is just next month, very, very soon. October 22nd is coming quickly. So we know the Fresh Start Expo will be at the downtown Tucson Convention Center. And we'll be there on Saturday, October 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And listen, we expecting to having a great time, and we want you to have everyone that needs to be there, family members, community members, church members, who you name it, get them down there. That's your son, that's your daughter, niece, nephew, cousin, and them. Whoever needs to these services, we are here to help the former incarcerated when they get out of prison, and we also here to help people not to be incarcerated. And so we have all of our courts, our city courts, superior courts, justice courts, juvenile courts, working together to help people seal records, get their conviction set aside, and to restore rights. And we're just looking for a great time with the city courts and justice courts. We're helping people who have failure to appear, outstanding warrants, suspended light, driver's license. We can help. If you want the help, we can help. There's no cost. It is absolutely free for the services. If you want your rights restored, get back to voting. 200,000 felons in this country, or in this state in particular, cannot vote. They've been disenfranchised because of a felony background. So this is what we're here for. We're here to help you. Now, if you need your, you want to get your rights back restored, there is some steps you need to do. One, if you've completed your sentence, and you're going to need your certificate of absolute discharge, and so you're going to need to do some steps by contacting the Department of Corrections, requesting for a certificate of absolute discharge. That's going to take a few weeks to get to you. You need to complete that and bring that to the event so we can help you to start the process of getting your rights back restored. And so we're excited for this great event. We will have the Pima County One Stop that's going to help us with the job fair piece. And so we're going to have felony-friendly employers. You heard me, felony-friendly employers. So that means individuals who may have background issues. We have some specialized employers that's going to work with your situation to help you get back to work. Isn't that exciting? I mean, so there's so many great things that we're excited about the Fresh Start Expo, and we want to make sure people are getting there. So get there early, get there around 8:45. Doors open at 9 a.m., and we're ready to rock and roll, and we're ready to help you. If you have children and you want to come to the event and you don't have a babysitter, we got that covered as well. The Girl Scouts of America will provide free child care. Free. You heard me. Free child care while you're there to help you take care of your business and get on your feet. So we're excited for a great, great, great episode on today. I want to give this gentleman enough time to talk about himself, talk about the services that he does. Still to this day, doing some great work in the area of reentry. This gentleman was a professor of law. Still not sure if he's actually teaching or if he's retired. But we know that he's been doing some great work in reentry. A lot of work I'm doing. I give a lot of kudos to Andy Silverman, our guest today, because he's the one that helped trailblaze the way for young people like me to come behind and stand on his shoulders and take the baton and take it a little higher. So we're so honored and so excited to have Andy Silverman with us, professor of law, training law students to in this same cause, doing restoration of rights in our city, have helped many people, and we just continue to work together. And Andy is as well as part of the Fresh Start steering committee as we put these expos together. And so we're really honored to have Andy Silverman. Again, he's paved the way. He's been a trailblazer in this cause for many, many years and still going at it hard. And so we are so honored to have him. And so I want to welcome Professor Andy Silverman.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Holt. I really appreciate being with you this morning. And thank you for that very nice introduction.
Sure, sure. And so, again, we are very excited to have you. I still think, and you probably would agree with me, when we put these things together, I know I experienced it, and you've been doing it way longer than I have, and I'm sure you experienced it. When we put these great programs together, people come behind you and say, I wish I would have known. I didn't know you guys was offering this. So it's like, no matter how much we advertise and market and try to get the word out to grassroots where we know people need it the most, it's always something difficult. But I would like for you to share, a brief introduction of how you got into this and how long have you been doing this reentry work and doing rights and restorations?
Well, actually, I began representing people in prison probably starting in about 1970.
Wow.
And I was doing it through a program at the law school at the time. And then I guess around, in the 90s, I guess it was, we offered a reentry seminar at the law school. So one of the things that we covered in that seminar was restoration of rights, set aside of convictions, etc. And I started to think that they would be good cases for law students to work on. There's a Arizona Supreme Court rule where law students can practice in court under the supervision of a lawyer.
Right.
So in 2006, we started the Civil Rights Restoration Clinic, myself and Jonathan Rothschild, who at the time was practicing law, and Jonathan had a interest particularly in voting rights, and he was actually representing some people pro bono who were in helping them getting their civil rights restored, etc. So together we started the clinic at the law school, and we co-directed it together for a few years till Jonathan stepped out of the practice to run for mayor. And then I started to realize why Jonathan was so interested in voting rights. But as a matter of fact, it's interesting. I will occasionally, or particularly when Jonathan was mayor, I would run into former clients who would say, tell Jonathan that I got my civil rights restored, my voting rights, I registered to vote, and I voted for him. So, and Jonathan actually is still, as mayor, and since he was mayor, he's still interested in the whole issue of reentry. And together with a former federal magistrate, Chuck Pyle, started a program here in Tucson called Second Chance, where we put on job fairs, etc. So he's actually still involved. I've been, directing the program at the law school now for about 16 years, and so I'm still involved in all of this issue as well.
Wow. That's a great testament and testimony in regards to you guys starting. And I do remember when I moved here to Tucson, Second Chance was going on, and I did meet Mayor Rothschild and I did meet Judge Pyle in regards to that, and was able to help some former incarcerated people get on their feet and get to work. So that was a really, really great initiative. So tell us about your clinics now. So my understanding, you're still doing clinics. I would really want the word to get out the different services, days, times, locations that you are doing your clinic. So when people are getting out of prison, even now, because we know ours is in October, what we do know is there's needs all throughout the year. So how can we direct some people to still get your help?
Yeah, the best way is if they're either they're interested in possibly our program representing them, which is our services are free, or if they just have questions, the best thing is to call me, and my number is 520-306-0298. And so if they miss me, just leave a message and I will call the person back. But that's the best way to access the clinic. Now, in addition to that, we do go to either events that we put on or events like Fresh Start. Our clinic will be there helping people apply for to get their civil rights restored, possibly to get their convictions set aside. If they owe money to the court, we try to get that money waived or reduced if we can. And we do other related matters. Now, one of the things that we're particularly involved in these days is marijuana expungements. Part of Proposition 207, which legalized recreational marijuana in Arizona, there was a provision in that proposition where certain marijuana matters could be expunged. And so we're doing that as well. And, you know, so we try to go to events like Fresh Start that are where we can be there, answer questions for people, but also help them in filling out court forms to apply for these various things that are provided by law.
Nice. Speaking about conviction set asides, there are a few steps that people need to do, and I think sometimes they don't realize that. They just come to events without getting their certificate of absolute discharge or whatnot. Could you talk a little bit more to that process so when people come, they can have some of these documentations already taken care of?
Sure. First of all, the restoration of civil rights and the set-aside statutes were amended by the legislature in its last session, and actually those amendments become effective today.
Wow.
Or not today, I guess. Excuse me, not today. Yeah, I think today, or September 23rd, which is not today, but it was
the 23rd is today.
Yeah, right. And so one of the amendments to the statute is the elimination of having to have a certificate of absolute discharge if the person was in prison. However, I would still recommend the Department of Corrections will still issue the certificates. And so it's probably good, even though it may not be required by statute anymore, judges may still want to see it. So it's something to request. We have a form that people can use to make that request.
Okay.
Either if they come to one of our clinics or if they call me, I can send them or get them a copy of the form letter to request a certificate from the Department of Corrections. So other than that, I mean, if they have documents from their case, they should bring those, but we can access particularly the Pima County Superior Court records and probably some records from other courts like the Tucson City Court, the Pima County Justice Court, et cetera. But if the person, as I said, has documents from their case, they should bring them. But if they don't have any records, then hopefully, then we should be able to pull up the records and get the information we would need.
Awesome. Awesome. One thing I want to ask you, it was the new legislation that's supposed to be rolling out soon about sealing background records. I've been hearing some buzz about it. I wanted to know, have you guys got an update on that legislation, and what does the rollout look like? And when it does roll out, what does that entail?
Okay, good question. Another piece of legislation that was passed at the last session of the Arizona legislature was a sealing law. That is a law where one could get his or her criminal records sealed, police records, court records, criminal records kept by the Arizona Department of Public Safety. And this law becomes effective on January 1, 2023. So even if a person in the past has got a set-aside or restoration of their rights or both of them, then starting in January, they could apply to have their criminal records sealed. And there is what's called a waiting period, depending on the particular class of offense that they were convicted of. That is a waiting period that begins after they at the time they complete their sentence. And misdemeanors can be, those records can be sealed, felony records can be sealed. And so starting in January at the Civil Rights Restoration Clinic, we will begin doing, you know, helping people get their records sealed. So if someone is not in any rush to get these things done, they may want to wait till January so they can then do it all and take advantage of the sealing law. Or if they do it now and then decide after January they also want to try to seal the records, then, you know, that can be done as well. So, it is something that really people should think about, and it's really going to be helpful to people. Now, there are quite a few exceptions in the sealing law where, like, law enforcement's going to have access to still to records, et cetera. But, you know, a lot of potential employers, just et cetera, you know, will no longer, when the record's sealed, have access to it. So it should help people a great deal.
Wow, wow. That's awesome. When I heard about it, I was really, really excited about it, because the reason why we must do all the things that we do under Fresh Start and what you're doing under your clinic is because of the fact that, you know, we know that people are still going to have a difficult time when they come out of prison with a felony background, because the information is so privy for so many people to see it and close a lot of doors as far as jobs and as far as housing and things of that nature. So you believe that, you know, this could be, you know, some next steps of really fixing some of those issues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we know that when someone has a criminal conviction, particularly a felony conviction, that, you know, there are barriers that they face. And one of those barriers can be renting housing, apartments, et cetera. And now with the sealing law, and someone who gets their record sealed, landlords are not going to have easy access to court records or criminal records to check whether this person has a conviction or not. And as part of the sealing law, I think they if their records are sealed, they can indicate on a application that they weren't convicted.
Okay.
And so it's I think it's going to help in the area of housing, or particularly rental housing. It's going to help in jobs. A lot of employers who now have easy access to criminal background information are not going to have that access so easily when records start being sealed, at least access to sealed records. And so I think it's going to help people, hopefully, a great deal in the housing and job markets, which are probably the two areas that people with criminal convictions face problems with.
Awesome, awesome. Listen, Narn, we're just about out of here, a few minutes left. Before I let you go, can you give us everybody that's listening your information, where you're doing your clinics, one more time with the phone number?
Yes, if people want to access our services of the Civil Rights Restoration Clinic, or just have questions, the best thing is to call me at 520-306-0298. And if you miss me, just leave your name and phone number, and I will call you back.
All right, all right. Well, thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure having you with us, and thank you so much. And this is the first, but certainly this won't be the last. I'm sure I'm going to have you back sometime next year, and we can talk about how this sealing legislation is working out for our, both of our people, from Fresh Start and your clinic.
Well, thank you for the work that you do, and I'm always available to come onto the show and talk about these things. And as I said, if anyone needs help or just has questions, contact me.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you so kindly. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. You heard it. That was Professor Andy Silverman, one of our trailblazers in this reentry work. Been doing this since the 70s. Wow. All the way up to today. So that's a mighty long time. I was born in 74. So for him to start it even before me and still going after it really, really hard, even to this day, is just amazing. Professor Andy Silverman is a really, really great guy. And someone who really cares about the work and who's passionate. And so we salute you for going beyond the call of service in this area. So thank you so kindly. Listen, we only have just a few minutes left. We just want to encourage everyone about the Fresh Start Expo. We'll be here next month, Saturday morning. Get up on that Saturday morning. If you got kids, don't let that stop you. You don't have a babysitter, don't let that stop you. We will be providing free childcare at the Tucson Convention Center under the Fresh Start Expo. Listen, it's going to be powerful. Lives are going to be changed. Lives are going to be touched. I believe that people's trajectory is going to change forever just because of organizations like Fresh Start. I'm the founder and the CEO of Fresh Start. And listen, I had a vision years ago to help the former incarcerated and to help people not to go to prison. And as Andy said, we do help with court fees and fines. So sometimes those fees and fines is very expensive, and it's already hard to keep food on the table and to keep a roof over your head. To have to deal with court fees can really, really be detrimental to people's budget. And so we are there to help people even with those fees and fines. Listen, you have a suspended driver's license, city courts, justice courts can help you. And if you have, you want to get those rights restored, we can help you. But I really want you to be paying attention to that new legislation, the sealing law, that will be into effect on January 1 of 2023, that if you have background issues, we will now be able to seal your background, and employers and housing and landlords will not be able to see your background. Isn't that exciting? Come on, y'all. That's super, 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 super dope. And people know what I'm talking about if you have these issues. So listen, I'm out of time. I'll see you next Saturday at 7:30. We're expecting a great time. Meet me there. See you there on October 22nd at the TCC Fresh Start Expo. This is my time. Time is out. Have a great day.